Miss Laura Oakman on this breezy Wednesday at Winter Park. Laura is a reporter for the NFL on Fox. Those of you watching Vikings games, I had a chance to meet her as a sideline reporter doing Vikings games. Ben has known Miss Oakman for a while, and you've had the opportunity to work a fair amount of Vikings games in the past, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I have over the years. Unfortunately, I did not do a single Vikings game this year. I'm just, as you were
Holy
saying,
cow.
I've done a lot of Vikings games. So I did not get to do one this year, but this is one of my favorite teams to cover. And I swear I would say this on the radio in front of your faces and behind your backs. I love this organization. I love this team. I love Coach Zimmer. I love what you're building. And this building is wonderful. So I always love being here. So that's what happens. I couldn't get here this season, but I'm happy to be here right now in the off season. I get a day.
Well, I know, you know, Mike and his family included you on emceeing an event at the Preview Center for the Zimmer Foundation.
Yeah.
How did you become close with his family, or how did you become close with Mike?
So funny, because right now what I'm doing here is bringing 12 women. I have a company that that does boot camps and workshops for women going into sports. And one of the biggest things I hit on is relationships. We know this, that the biggest thing, the biggest privilege, my favorite thing about this business is building the relationships and having no agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And I've loved that with Mike, getting to know him over the years from Dallas and Cincinnati to Minnesota, which is getting to know him as a person. And I was just saying this to somebody. I can probably count on one hand how many times I've actually interviewed Coach Zimmer. I haven't done it that much, but over all these years getting to know him, getting to know his girls, getting to know his son Adam, it's one of the best parts about my job. So I've been very blessed to be included in that family. That was one of my highlights of the year, more than the year, of just being part of them starting the foundation. That's a huge honor, being asked to help out with that when it's something as important as your foundation, and it's about the kid's mom and about Mike's light wife. So I loved being part of that. So I would just say that. I've known him just from being in this business for almost 25 years and building relationships and getting to know him as a person, not just as a coach.
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't think that you even know this little story I'm about to share with you, that through Fox Sports, that's how I've gotten to know you more now, is that we have this little orientation seminar in August where all the college side of Fox and the NFL side get together, and we have a little symposium, and we all kind of get together and have a little fun and talk about the season, right? And I want to say to you how appreciative I was of you, that when I got there the first time, was it maybe 3 years ago, you were the only one, as I'm wandering around with my head cut off, not knowing anybody, right? You actually asked me to sit down at the table. I had a plate of food, and you're just like, hey, you can sit right here, and we just kind of talked and stuff. And I'm like, man, that was really cool that, like, you took the time to realize that I was out of sorts. I didn't know anybody. And you offered me just to, like, sit down. And I was like, man, that was great. Because, I didn't know what I didn't know in that setting. And I didn't know what I was doing. And so I appreciate you taking that time just to, like, sit down.
I'm so conflicted right now because my heart is feeling two things. One, I'm so appreciative of that, of the kindness that you just showed me. But also, I'm like, nobody else told you to sit down? Nobody else was asking, do you know everybody? What is up with us?
No.
I mean,
it was one of those things where I think everybody was just kind of trickling in on that day. And it was kind of like right at the start of the little welcome reception. And people were just kind of filtering in. And, you know, I kind of talked to John Lynch a little bit, but he wasn't eating. He was just kind of standing. And I know John just from our history of playing and being in San Diego together. And then, you know, I got my food. I'm like, well, I got all these open tables, and I don't really know anybody. But anyway, you were kind enough to offer me to sit down and just chat a little bit. So I appreciate that. But anyway, the reason that you're here is the Galvanize program that you're doing with women and broadcasting and sports. What can you tell us about your program and the women that you have out here today?
I love it. I'm sitting here looking. That's why if you guys are like, she's so rude, she's not looking at us. I'm like, where are my dozen girls on the practice field?
It's the first thing you said before the segment began,
girls?
And I said I just ran into them in the hallway. You have 12 of them here doing extensive off- and on-field work, right?
Yes, and they're from 18. Every group is different, but this group with the Vikings, they're from 18 years old to 26. So I literally have an 18-year-old who wants to go into sports, who's never done an interview. Her first interview of her life was just with Coach Zimmer. I mean, so it's been a fun day to see their confidence grow and watch them come in here with their eyes wide open, and exactly how Ben looked at the Fox seminar, and have everybody helping build their confidence. So I started this because I was getting really tired of watching all these great young women that I would meet at NFL games, at the Olympics, at all these big events, and they would be hired and they would come talk to me for advice, the first thing I would always ask is, how many times have you been here? How many times have you had this experience? Have you been on a field? Have you been covering? Without exception, guys, every time their answer was zero.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so thankful that when I started, we built small. You know, you got to make your mistakes small. You got thrown in a little more gently than that. So at their age, I'm real resentful of girls, you know, who are in young women who are thrown in. And at that age, when I was competitive, at this good motherly age, I got real protective. Going, how can I help them? It's really intimidating to be thrown into this world. Ben knows it from being thrown into that Fox world. And,
right.
And I'm kidding, but I'm not. Like, think about that room that you belong in, but those Hall of Famers, that all of a sudden you walk in and you fit in beautifully and everybody knows you. But for these young women and young men, I'm just talking about the women I work with, all of a sudden to be thrown into a practice, all of a sudden to be thrown in a locker room, having to deal with everything, when your confidence hasn't even been set yet, it was doing a number on all these young women. I was watching their self-worth get shot.
Right.
So I started this company and just started doing these workshops and boot camps for women going into sports. And it started out broadcasters, because that's most of my background for forever. And then it started being women who wanted to get behind the scenes. And then it was PR, marketing. So it's this great weekend. It's these great boot camps of preparation, of how you are opening someone up, how you're going deeper in your conversation. And selfishly, my favorite part of it is it gives them something I never had, a network of women.
Right.
I didn't have somebody at 22 when I was getting thrown in and going, how are you handling this? How are you handling it when all these uncomfortable situations come up and you're trying to build your reputation, build your line, figure out your line? Now, these girls, I keep saying girls lovingly, I promise, but so these young women all have each other to lean on for the rest of their lives and careers. And I love that. They're empowering each other, not just themselves.
So, Laura, what the two-day process, and I know in July you go to Atlanta, and mm-hmm. then I think in August you might be with the L.A. Rams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then you settle into sideline reporting Laura Oakman
yes.
for the NFL on Fox. With this galvanized program, the 2 days you actually are here somewhere, what was yesterday, the hotel day, the preparatory day, leading up to the interviews today?
The boot camps are so different depending, because I just did one last month and it was in L.A. and we didn't go anywhere. We were in a house for 2 days, but we have a guest come in and they were all preparing for Tom House, for the major league pitcher who was a pitching coach for Nolan Ryan, Randy Johnson, and then turned into the quarterback guru. So it depends what the boot camp is, but for an NFL experience like this, we're in a room yesterday, in a conference room, for about 10 hours.
At a hotel.
In a hotel. And we're talking about preparation, about really how you, what you're looking for, that you know this is not gender. Everything is based on your preparation, how you feel when you walk into this world or any world, when
yep.
you're prepared. And for these young women, the biggest thing I work on is confidence. And that's every boot camp. And the confidence comes when you're prepared. And my favorite thing was this morning when they all were coming down, and usually they all, you know, are a little nervous as we're shuttling over here. But every one of them said, I can't believe how much preparation goes into this. I feel so good all that work I did yesterday. And,
yeah.
you know, as pros that we're like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
So that's all you want to see. And all I keep saying them is the biggest compliment you want in this business is when we leave, we want Bob Hagen, we want you guys, we want Mike Zimmer, we want every player that's talked to them to go, they were pros.
Yeah.
So we spend a day really, what does that mean? What does that look like? From work ethic and preparation to confidence and research. And then today they get thrown into this world. I mean, they're out. They got here this morning. They were rushed into interviews with Mike Zimmer, and we just interviewed Rick Spielman. Now they're sitting at practice, and we get players this afternoon. And I think they were so nervous this morning, but they're so fired up right now because they've already shown themselves they can handle this. It's awesome.
So have you gotten the women that say, oh, thank you for giving me all this information on prepping, and I spent hours and hours and hours, but I only use like 5% of it. And I had all these great nuggets. I had all these great questions, and the time went like that. And I feel like I wasted all that time.
You sound like a man with experience right now. So one of the biggest things that I say to them is when we talk in the beginning about what do you want to do, whenever they say sideline reporters, and usually they do because that's what we see as women. That's usually what the role is.
Yeah.
That's a great side of mashed potatoes. You know, that you get to build incredible relationships, those production meetings, the team you travel with. There's amazing things. But when you break down what a sideline reporter does, how much work you do, how much preparation, and if you look at it, it winds up being a minute and a half, 2 minutes on a Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
It's hard to get your self-worth from that. So what's your filet mignon? You know, like, so there's your side of mashed potatoes. You can be a sideline reporter, great, but what's your foundation? What are you circling when you write down all the things that, you know, turn you on about this business? Mine's storytelling, relationship building, trust. So what can I do to make sure I'm hitting all this? Because a Saturday or Sunday on the field is one of the best places in the world to be, but you very rarely leave there going, I left everything out there.
Correct.
You're always going, I had such great stuff. And what people don't see is there's so much more than that 1 minute and a half. The preparation, the all the times you're talking to your producer going, hey, did you guys see this? Tell the guys this, that you're not on camera, but you're playing a role, but nobody knows that. So anyway, Ben, I need you to come in here and talk to these girls about it. I want them to know that that is a great part of this business, but there's so much bigger out there, and there's so many other things that they can do to really find their work.
You know, and they're so young, these 12 ladies you have here with Galvanize. And, you know, through Bob Hagen, the media relations guru for the Vikings, and you, I had the opportunity to meet some of them earlier.
What? Where was I?
And so, well, right when I walked into the cafeteria,
when you
introduced me. And then subsequently, I just chatted with a few of them
that between
segments as I was scurrying to refresh my coffee. And you, working at the very highest level, Ben played in the National Football League. Ben is a dynamite television and or radio analyst.
Yeah.
You guys know that there's more to creating an edge than being beautiful and really necessarily being in the right place and the right time and even completely being prepared. For instance, because I don't know the girl's name, but there was one of your girls when I was at the coffee machine, remembered you introduced me as play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings. She came over and said, I'm interviewing Harrison Smith, John Sullivan, Terrence Newman, and so-and-so. One other guy, Kyle Rudolph, maybe.
Yeah.
And it was kind of her way of being like, what do you got?
What do you have? I love that.
And you know what? I'm not going to tell you who it is either because I don't want anybody to play favorites. But I said, well, think about this because I got to hurry back. Harrison Smith was a high school running back in Knoxville, Tennessee. John Sullivan played water polo in high school in Connecticut. Have a good day and good luck. And see, you know about, because I see you on the field all the time, at least I have in the past, like if you're chatting with Matt Ryan. You know, you may have had a meeting with Matt Ryan Saturday night to get ready for the broadcast, but something may have changed before the game.
Totally.
So it's so much about creating an edge that the others don't know you're getting or don't know how you get it. Don't you agree?
It's funny because as I'm saying that, you know, that you don't leave it all on the field, you know, that there's so much more. But at the same time, when you do it right, because again, building relationships. So those 3 hours before the game are as important on the field as the 3 hours of the game because of that. Because even if you've talked to them on Friday, on Saturday, if you've been texting or calling, I mean, we change every day. And especially in that world where everything's changing, the relationships you build so you're able to go up and talk to them and be able to do that. That's when a producer is so thankful to have a reporter down there who, one, knows what they're looking at, two, has the relationships to be able to say, hey, this is what's happening. Remember when that coach told us that? Totally not true. Here's what's happening. So I love that you said that. I love that one of them asked you that, too, because that's the one thing that they're learning. One of my favorite things about bringing them out versus people coming in is look at all these other people that they're meeting, and they go, I didn't even know that job existed.
Right.
I didn't know what media relations it was. I just thought I had to be on camera, but actually, I don't want to be on camera. I want to be able to get to know players. I want to be a part of a team. I want to tell stories. All of a sudden, they look at Bob and they go, that's actually the job I want. And that's what happens with my girls. I always say that lovingly with my women. But I love that they're talking to you, and that's why I keep saying to you guys, if there's any time where you can go talk to them throughout the day, they are sponges. They just love hearing it.
Last one for Miss Oakman. Ben,
Well, I just think it's kind of to piggyback on your point. I've done the last two broadcast boot camps that are put on by the NFL, and I think the one thing that a lot of guys, especially after the first one, where it's a lot of guys that come in, the second one's a little bit more advanced in a smaller group, but the guys don't know what it is about the industry that they want to be in. I think everybody thinks that it's very rarely it's play-by-play, but it's color and sideline is usually, and studio is the big three.
Yep.
Then they get there and they're like, wow, man, being a director is kind of cool. Like, yeah. I have this.
You got the control.
I have this artistic side of me that I want to cultivate, and being able to pick pictures out and create a story through images and sound. Guys get into that, and they don't even realize it until they go to these boot camps. So it's pretty cool that you get these girls that opportunity. That like, it's not just being on camera. There's a team of 20 to 30 people that are in a truck that are helping you do everything.
I love that you said that. When everything changed in my world as a reporter, but that's so secondary, as a person, as a woman, was I went in and I pitched a show to the president of my network and said, I want to go old school. I have all these great relationships, and I'm tired of 30 seconds. I want to really be able to show who these guys are, you know, that really get to know who they are, the who, not the do. So I'm saying I want to go old school. I want to do those great shows. And he said, that's terrific. We don't have anything like that. And I said, terrific. Who should I talk to? And he said, you should go raise some money and you should produce that show. I had never had that side of my brain turned on.
Yeah.
I was waiting for my opportunity. So I walked out of there. I think he kind of patted me on the head and was like, see ya.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. So I went and made some business appointments. I went to Vizio. I got myself some money.
Nice.
I did a season, and then Fox bought it. I have to learn how to negotiate airtime, commercials. Thank you.
Well
and
done.
What I tell these ladies is that's when I realized how smart I was. I always knew, I'm going to say this, and I swear I say it with humility, but I knew I was good at what I did because I prepared so hard. You know, so all these years, you know, you have to feel like you're doing a good job. I didn't know I was so smart that I would be able to get thrown in that world to deal with a sponsor, to be able to all of a sudden do all those things. So I don't care if you're a player or if you're a broadcaster. Our world, exactly what everyone says, is you know what you see. There's such a bigger picture. And when you own your content and you control and you hire, oh, that's such a – that's the sweet spot. At least it was for me. So that's what I'm hoping to show them at 22. I wish I would have known that then.
Laura, school's out right now. Last one, I promise. School's out right now. A lot of parents are listening. If you have any parents and or ladies listening right now interested in the Galvanize program, what would their next step be?
Thank you for asking. They can reach out to info@galvanize.life is the email, and the website is galvanize.life, which really explains what the boot camps, what they do, explains who we are and what the company is. I'm loving it. Listen, you guys, for a guy's girl for all these years, I didn't know that I even was a woman's woman, and all of a sudden it's been one of the best things about my life is going, I love being around all these women. It's
That's great.
So I can't even tell you how much I appreciate you guys.
No problem.
We love guys who galvanize, so thank you for helping, and thank you for talking to the women.
Yep, thank you, Laura.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Laura Oakman, a sideline reporter for football on Fox from Winter Park at the Perch. Stick around for one more segment with Sauce and I.
Sure.
Ben Lieber at Nacho Lieber via Twitter. The highly provocative, wildly successful, yet highly controversial Meat Sauce joins 9 to noon next.
You're listening to